Traded Peter King. But first, it's time for some wireless fun. The Cowboys are trickling onto the field for their morning practice here at the Dome, and Gordo has the wireless, and he's standing right about on the 50-yard line. Come in, Gordo.
Thank you so much, Craig Miller. Gordon Keith reporting live from San Antonio, Texas, side of the Dallas Cowboys training camp 2010.
Unnecessary.
The weather here in San Antonio is just about perfect. It feels about 72 in
You're
here.
Indoors.
Oh, 85 white.
Is that Ogletree?
White.
That's Kevin Ogletree.
What do you want me to ask him?
Kevin.
Kevin. Hey, Kev, you signing autographs?
Yes, sir.
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, the ticket in Dallas. You looking forward to Cowboys?
Oh, man, looking forward to it so much.
Two Cowboys.
What are you drinking there?
A little Gatorade.
What flavor you like?
I grab an orange or it really doesn't matter.
What's your favorite meal of all time?
Fettuccine Alfredo is my favorite of all time.
Really?
Oh, I got it. There you go.
Do you like chicken in your fettuccine Alfredo?
Yeah, maybe some shrimp sometimes, a little shrimp scampi. I like to get a little crazy with it sometimes, but just basic fettuccine Alfredo is good.
What's your most hated meal of all time?
Anything with onions or mayonnaise in it, I can't do. So.
You don't like onions or mayonnaise?
I'm not a big spice person, so.
What really gives you loose bowels?
Loose bowels? I don't know. My bowels are pretty loose normally, so I just... Yeah, I'm a frequent... I'm good. My bowels are normal. I'm good.
Nothing. Like how many times a day are you talking?
Two or three. Is that normal?
I think you got a problem.
I might have one, man. I got to get it checked out, but two or three is my normal deal.
So when was the last time?
I guess last night.
All right. Well, I look forward to a productive day today.
That was an interesting interview.
You have an Ogletree?
All right.
I'm going to tell this kid. You have an Ogletree?
Okay, you want me to ask these, hold on a second, who's 36 blue?
Mike Hamlin.
Mike Hamlin.
He's a safety.
Okay. Hey, Mike, how's safety going?
It's going pretty good. No complaints.
Uh-huh. Okay. You feeling good this morning?
Body a little sore, but I thought I stretched a little bit. I should be all right.
What's that?
Said body a little sore, but I thought I stretched a little bit. I'd be all right.
All right. I'll figure it out later. What is this patch you have on your uniform? Are all you guys wearing that?
Yes, sir. It's a sponsorship they got going on, so everybody got to wear them mentally.
It says University of Phoenix on your uniform, so now that we're actually selling ad space on Cowboy uniforms.
I guess so. I know Jim came in and told us that, not Jim, but Mike came in and told us that we are sponsored by University of Phoenix, so everybody got to win.
Wow.
Ask
if we ever played against them in college.
Did you ever play against University of Phoenix in college?
No, sir, not at all. Not at all.
I think it's an online college.
I don't know about that one.
Do you know how many bowel movements Ogletree has a day?
I would try two.
Three.
Three? That's a lot. You might need to get that checked, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What about you?
None. Maybe once.
None? Maybe once.
Once, yes.
Yeah, a tasteful amount?
Yeah, probably so. I would, that's what I call it.
God bless.
You too.
He's funny.
He had a funny laugh.
He did.
So I didn't know that their jerseys were sponsored, their practice jerseys.
That's weird too. So eventually, next year we'll maybe have two or three patches on them.
Yeah. I think this is the second year they've done that. I didn't know it was University of Phoenix, though.
Huh.
Sparing them.
Yeah, a little bit.
So my question, and it's kind of a small patch, so what does University of Phoenix get out of it other than us mentioning it on the air?
That, and you know, they'll get newspaper shots and things like that. You may be able to tell it's them.
But it's real small, Giorgio.
Yeah.
Very small. All right. Not seeing any other players out here. We did receive some bad news right before I went on the air.
What's that?
That today's morning practice is merely a walkthrough featuring no starters.
Really?
That's what we heard.
Huh.
So,
well, that's not much of a
bit of a rest.
Hard two-a-day, is it?
No. Not at all. All right, I'm going to ask some of these adults. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary?
Uh-huh.
How old are you, Mary?
17.
Oh, come on. You can be honest with me. I'm in the media.
50.
Oh. All right, now you're an adult that gets autographs. And we just did a whole segment, a discussion about why do adults want autographs. We understand kids. But adults, what are you going to do with your autographs?
I save them for myself. I collect them. Uh-huh. Me, myself, I don't sell them. I love to keep them for myself.
Now, you got, like, an official helmet here, Dallas Cowboy helmet. Who all have you gotten to sign it so far?
Ogletree, Hamlin.
Just those two guys I just talked to.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's your first day autograph collecting.
Yes.
And who are you hoping to get more than anyone else?
All the veterans.
Okay.
I hope.
Well, God bless you, Mary. Good job. I hope that helmet falls on you. You go unconscious.
That's Delbert Alvarado, the kicker. Oh, he's just going to fight.
How you doing, sir? What's your name?
Yeah, Dave Campo, how you doing?
That's the great Dave Campo, friend of the morning show here. Dave, how's camp going for you so far?
Pretty good. I'm excited about being down here in San Antonio. This is my kind of town.
And how many autographs do you sign a day?
Well, I sign a few. I don't sign as many as the players. You know, hey, every once in a while somebody goes, hey, Campo, that's the ones I sign. You know, they know my name. Now, when they say, hey, Avizzano, and they think it's me, then I got a problem. So.
Do you yell at them when they misidentify you?
No, I just say, nice, that's close, but not it. And keep walking.
So what about when you're out in San Antonio? I was trying to ask Wade this, and he wouldn't answer me. But do you get recognized when you're out walking around in San Antonio?
Well, see, we don't get out in San Antonio very often.
Like that sailor's football.
Go ahead.
What is it there for, thanks?
Right. Could you understand her?
No.
Her voice was like in dog range.
That was a little high.
Very high pitched. Very high pitched. Well, God bless, Dave.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day, guys.
Always smiling, Dave Campo.
Yes, God, I could listen to his voice for days.
He's hilarious.
I'm going to talk to this woman. Hi, man. What's your name?
Hey. Throw it down, they'll sign it for you. What? Give it to me.
Is that a high voice woman?
Yeah.
Come here.
Could you come talk to me for a second while you wait for your husband?
My husband's in Afghanistan.
Oh, well, that's kind of a force field there.
Yeah. What?
It'll be a long wait.
Well, who are you talking to up here?
To those Navy guys.
You know those Navy guys?
No, my husband's Air Force. Military stick together.
Oh, okay, you don't know them. You're just helping them out because they're in the military. How long has your husband been in Afghanistan?
Since March.
Since March?
Uh-huh.
You guys got kids?
We do. We have the three boys right there.
Oh, those are your three boys over there. How are they taking their dad being gone?
They're used to it. He's always gone. He's been to Iraq, so Kuwait, all over the place.
I notice your voice is an octave lower now than it was just a few moments ago when you were yelling at those guys.
Yelling.
Yeah, I want to hear you yell at them again. Go ahead.
I'm going to give this to my dad.
Come on, yell.
She moved away from me. Kind of cute, too.
Don Meredith down there.
Well, there's Dave Campo. He's signing for the Navy guys. Doesn't the Navy outfit look a little bit out of date?
They have the worst uni, I think.
Do you think so?
Sorry, Navy guys, but
I mean, I like the uniform, but
it all white. It just looks, I don't know.
Looks like a good humor man.
Yeah,
take that up with Roger Staubach.
Certainly.
Did you say you saw Dandy Don Meredith here, or were you joking?
Well, there's a 17 down there. I just
77 white.
Sorry.
That's Pat Quiston.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. How long have you had red hair?
All my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ever wanted to change that? Wish that you were a blonde brunette?
I wish I could tan.
Do you like go out in the sun, you immediately burn?
Yeah, pretty soon.
It's like a vampire?
Pretty much.
Just disintegrate?
Yep.
God bless.
All right, thank you.
Hey. Dang, he's a big old guy.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's a big old ginger right there.
He's the only guy with his helmet on in this entire place.
Yeah, because he'll get sunburned from the fluorescence.
Could be it.
All right, who's 24 blue? 24 blue.
Ooh, we don't have him.
Tell him he's not on the roster.
It's actually a fan out here.
Oh, that's Marion Barber's number, but yeah.
Marion Barber.
He's a defensive guy.
All right, one white.
Ooh,
Talking
Matt
about his
belly.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Gordon Keith, the Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. You going to go out here and kick today?
No, I'm not. I got the day off.
You got the day off? What are you doing out here?
I don't know.
That's a punter to the day
you.
Off.
Lose weight.
Don't say that. He's a nice guy.
He's a real nice guy.
I love that accent.
Would you like the Australian accent? 91 white.
Yeah.
91 white.
Said.
Hey, what's happening?
That's our deep snapper.
Oh, that's LP.
Hey, LP.
Oh.
He could sense I was padding for time while I was waiting for his name.
Dang.
God, that was bitter.
No, he's a nice dude, too.
He didn't want any part of me.
Well, it's okay. He was looking at him strangely.
All I'm doing out here is trying to give him pub.
One more quick interview, then we got to go for Peter King.
Okay.
So,
let's see. What can we do here? Let's talk to kids. How you doing? How you guys doing?
Good.
All right. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Now, who are your brothers here?
Diego. This is Gabriel and Diego.
All right. How old are you?
9.
And what's your name?
Esteban,
you're the oldest brother. You're 9. And then this is Gabriel, right? How old's he?
4.
You having fun, Gabriel? Can you say yes?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. There's your cute little voice. Who's your favorite player on the Cowboys?
Number 9.
Number 9, Tony Romo? Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen him out here yet?
Mm-mm.
Not yet? And then who's the littlest one?
Diego.
Diego. How old's he? No, this is Diego's older, right? Than Gabriel. How old are you, Diego?
6.
6? And who's your favorite player?
Felix Jones.
Who?
Felix Jones.
Felix Jones?
Why are you laying down on him on that?
No, it was just because his mom was talking to him for a second there. Well, good. Well, you guys have fun, okay?
Okay.
Can you say go ticket?
Go ticket.
All right, thanks, guys.
Those are the kids and dads in Afghanistan.
Very cute kids, yeah. Those are their dads in Afghanistan.
All right, Gordo.
Really cute
there
kids.
On the sidelines.
All right, Gordon Keith signing off from America.
8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We'll talk soon.